The head of the EPA's Water Protection Division says the mine should require an environmental impact statement because the operation poses a significant level of direct impacts to natural and human resources. 162 acres of wetlands will be gone, for example, and stream habitats will be lost. The EPA also has concerns about the effect on water quality and wildlife. The Fish and Wildlife Service has also requested an environmental impact statement, or EIS.
An EIS introduces delays into the project that we just don't feel are necessary.
That's Jim Arnold, the Hale Gold Mine's chief operating officer. The current plan is for the mine to begin production in early 2013. He says an EIS would delay that by a year.
There just ends up being a lot longer comment period on it. And we think we've got all that information there. We don't think the environment or the people of South Carolina would be served by adding those additional delays.
Since 2007, Romarco Minerals of Toronto has been trying to reopen a mine where gold was first discovered in 1827. The company has already expanded the mine property fivefold from the original 1,800 acres it purchased. Arnold says he believes the company can address all of the EPA's concerns. He says some investors don't understand this is part of the permitting process, which is what necessitated shutting down trading for about 4 hours.
And when they see EPA request a denial, they think the permits are, you know, the project's done and dead. So there was a bunch of selling based on that. And when I say there's a lot of people that don't understand the permitting process, a lot of that is per people overseas.
The project is alive, but Arnold should find out in 90 days if it's delayed. That's when the Army Corps of Engineers expects to decide if an EIS is necessary before it issues a permit to bury wetlands. For WFAE News, I'm Greg Collard in Charlotte.